When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Sometimes things take a little longer than you expect, and that was my day today. So I finished inking the RoboForce, or Chapter 2 of the RoboForce comic for Toyfinity.com. That's where you can go to actually read the first chapter. And, I finished inking the final page of the chapter, but I got to go back and make some minor changes to a couple of the earlier pages, but they are minor changes, and since I am inking in Manga Studio, they will be relatively easy changes to make. I think back to the old days when I inked entirely on paper. Getting any kind of changes was always kind of a challenge. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to complain about it because it's part of the job. But, one of the things I just adore about working digitally is just how fast you can fix things. And also, like, when I was penciling that RoboForce page last night, just how much you can, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but you'll pencil a figure and then you back away from it a little bit and you're like, that arm is not quite in the proper proportion to the rest of the body. It's in the right position, it's anatomically correct, but the proportion is just a little off. Oh, well, in digital penciling, beauty, I just select it with the lasso tool and just run a transform on it and stretch it out. Boom, it's fixed. Sometimes you'll get like a head just right, but you wish it would be cocked 2 degrees to the right a little bit. Beauty, lasso tool, transform function. Awesome, it's fixed. So I'm feeling positive about what is left to do on it. I got to color 8 pages, which is time consuming, but not nearly as fastidious as inking robots. So I hope to have that all done before the end of the month, on top of everything else that I've got to do in classes, new workshop series, and other freelance work. But, I started this point off by saying it took longer than I had anticipated. So of course, time to ask yourself why. Let's reflect on this. Why did it take longer than I thought? Was it that I overestimated my abilities? Is it that I underestimated the amount of work that was on the page when I finished the pencils? Was it resistance? Was it me just like taking too long because I was taking too many breaks or getting distracted too much? In reflection, I think it was a little bit of two of those things. I think it was a situation where when I finished penciling, it didn't look as detailed as it was going to be. That doesn't make any sense. When I finished penciling it, I roughed in some background elements and figuring that, and I'm gonna take a sidestep here just for a second. One of the things I learned in working on the Warren Commission report with Dan Mishkin and Ernie Colon was, and we talked about this on a Lean Into Art episode with Dan Mishkin and Rob Stenzinger, I was charged with matching my storytelling style to that of Ernie's because he was the headliner on this. It says at the top of the book from the illustrator of the 9/11 report. So, there was a mandate that, and I think an appropriate one that, I was to follow Ernie's lead. And one of the things that I had to figure out was, how he stages his shots and how he manages to create a really cool sense of composition and depth while keeping everything on the horizontal. And once I cracked it, I realized that, Ernie's got this terrific way of layering elements and implying backgrounds so that not every background in an Ernie Colon page is perfect mathematical perspective, but he can imply that background and imply or create a sense of depth by using overlapping figures and foreground elements. So when I was working on the RoboForce Chapter 2, I said, let's take some of those tools that I picked up and hopefully expedite the process of working on the RoboForce book, because these pages take a lot longer than the Warren Commission report pages did. Sometimes as much as 3 to 4 times longer. I haven't been using my emergent task planner to track the actual length of pages, but I'll tell you this: this page that I inked today, I spent about 7 hours inking the page. I'd hoped it would take 4, but it took 7, so I went 3 hours over the time that I had allocated for this. So When I penciled the page, I was, you know, trying to follow that Ernie Colon approach of just let's imply the backgrounds. And then when I got to the inking stage, I realized that no, I didn't stage my foreground elements properly enough that I can get away with that. So we're going to have to break out the perspective tools and do a little bit of a little bit more detail than I had anticipated. And what were the other ones that I was saying? It was overestimating my abilities and then also, distractions. So if you listened to yesterday's Thunder Punch Daily, I was really feeling, you know, tired and a little bit burnt out. Burnout, maybe that's a little too strong a word. What's a proper word for it? I was just kind of tired and out of focus. And I didn't, you know, I tried this morning to get back into focus because I got a big week ahead of me. But it was just slow going. It was slow going, and you know, I the phone was buzzing with notifications of things, and I kept using that as an excuse to step away from the page. And so the first couple hours, my first hour of working on the page, I was letting myself get taken away from it because, you know what, working on this book is super, super fun. I get to draw characters that I grew up with, and I get to be the artist on the official comic for the launch of the new toys. Very exciting. But that doesn't take away from the fact that I'm drawing robots in perspective and I have to make them look as close to the toys as possible while still having them have a range of movement that the toys do not. So it's very challenging work at times. And there are times where I think about, oh, I'm going to have to break out all those different ellipse tools and perspective tools. And as easy as they are to use compared to doing it the old-fashioned way on paper, it's still, you know, it can be very fastidious work. So I realized after about an hour of not getting much done on it, I was like, all right, time to shut down the phone, the internet, you know. Thankfully, I've got my notifications adjusted to where it only pings me now when somebody who I absolutely need to hear from is trying to reach me. So like if Anne's texting me, okay, I'm going to get a notification then. If it's a, you know, time-related work email, so I've got like different clients where it's like, well, these people contact me when they've got something time-sensitive so I can have notifications come through for them, but I don't have my phone set to buzz whenever somebody says something nice on Twitter or whenever somebody posts a photo on Facebook or anything like that, because that's it's just too much, you know, too much info stream coming in, and B, it's like, yeah, I need to get work done. And if my phone was set that way, I would just have to shut it off entirely, which makes it not very useful to have around because it is, you know, it's my my channel for communication with people who I need to hear from. So, but I had to step away from it all because I realized after about an hour of working on it, I was like, well, this is slow going and I need to get this thing done today if I want to meet my goals this week. And in stepping away from the internet entirely, I mean, it's nice. It's great to get into that focus zone. Just put on some cartoons in the background and just do the work, right? You get into that wonderful flow state that I always talk about that I really, really love about my line of work. I get to work in a field that permits me to get completely focused on a thing and tune everything else out. But at the same time, I do have a kind of envy for people who seem to be able to get a lot done and yet still get to stand around the water cooler, as it were, online and yuck around with everybody else. And I was trying to figure out, like, why is that so difficult for me to do? Man, there's probably a lot of issues boxed up in that. But it probably has to do with the pace at which I work. I'm not that fast of an inker, and this project doesn't permit me to, you know, be that fast at it. Maybe it'd be different if I was working on something, you know, more like Boulder and Fleet, where I'm just drawing bears and birds and I get to ink all loose and fun. But also, I think part of it has to do with, and this is a guess, and I'm in the process of processing this, I think it has to do with like that flow state that I talked about that I like being in, it puts me in a headspace where even if I do take a 5-minute break, shifting from that mindset to the mindset of, okay, for 5 minutes, I'm just going to respond quickly and, you know, give witty responses to things people said online, formulating thoughts quickly, is not the easiest thing in the world when I'm coming away from, if I'm taking a break from being in that intense, focused mode. I think. Because, I mean, even doing this Thunder Punch Daily, so I finished the page, like, honest to God, minutes before I started recording, and I sat down in front of the microphone and was like, what did I do? What happened today? What am I thinking about? And I had to sit down, and maybe this is, okay. Maybe this is something I could take away for myself. In my own reflection, I'm teaching myself a lesson here. Because what I did is I broke out a couple index cards, and I wrote down TPD 160. Finished RoboForce inks, in parentheses, well, except for minor changes on two pages. Took longer than I had hoped. Why? And then I started writing down some, ideas as to why I thought it took longer. And then by the time I got to the second card, the thoughts just started happening almost effortlessly. I wonder if that's what I need to do. And I've heard this spoken by other writers that, and maybe this is probably getting passed around a lot right now, given that we're in NaNoWriMo month as well as Art Sound Off month, everybody, artsoundoff.com. There's the plug for this event that I'm participating in. Is that the act of writing, the it's not just about like the terror of the blank page. It's also about the activity of moving your hand and writing down thoughts tends to adjust your mind into the gear of thinking that way, of thinking in writing, of thinking about writing and formulating thoughts that amount to writing. And sure enough, I've experienced this enough times in the past that I'm thinking that, man, I gotta bookmark this thought and follow up on it in the future in my own practice. Because when I was working on the Boulder and Fleet script a couple months ago, it was the same kind of deal where it's like, okay, I'm gonna take 4 hours and I'm gonna write this thing. You know, that's hubris right there, isn't it? Like, what, you think with all my experience, I would have known better than like 4 hours you're gonna write a script, and I didn't. But that first hour, I'd sat there going like, oh, I don't know, that's not a good idea. Oh, I don't know, that's not a good idea either. I mean, I had the outline idea, but I didn't have like, what's the opening scene? What's the first conversation? Oh, that's a bad idea. And then I said, Jers, you're doing it again. Just sit down and start writing words and just start writing anything and thoughts will coalesce. And sure enough, it happened. And then like about 3 hours later, I had a workable outline with scene demarcations and like conversations and, you know, sketched out moments of the story all worked out. And then I felt good again. So I think that it's not only a recourse for somebody who's looking at the blank page, but I think it's something that I need to incorporate more into my life when I'm changing gears between one thing or another. Gosh, this is something we talked about in the Lena Darkcast as well, is this idea of like starting with a reflection before and then after an activity is a way to ease yourself into it. Oh, man. I don't know if this was useful to you guys, but it was useful to me. I'm feeling a lot better now because like when I started this one, I was like, it took longer than I thought. I wish I could have gotten more done today. But now I've got another trick to pull up my sleeve, and maybe I'll try this on my breaks, is to sit down and write a little bit, just a little bit, and then I can engage with people online and see if I then get back into my work again. We'll see. I'll give that a try and see how that works. So, who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com, leanintoart.com. This recording was part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I are challenging ourselves to do a daily reflection on our art day every day for the month of November 2014. So, if you're listening to this in 2016, who knows? Maybe we're doing it every year after this. It's an experiment, and some really lovely people have been participating, and we'll see if it catches on. If it's something, we'll see as of November 30th of 2014 how we all feel about this thing, and maybe we'll have to do another reflection on the reflections to see if it's something that we want to continue doing every year, or maybe incorporating into our lives in some kind of regular basis. Who knows? But the voice actress you heard at the top of this episode, that lovely voice who said my name so nice, she sounded like she was proud of me, that was Tara Platt, an actress, voice actress. She wrote a book about voice acting, which you can find at Bugbot Press. Music was by my brother, Elliot Drozd, elliotdrozd.com. The hosting, if you're listening to this in a podcatcher, the hosting was provided by Kablam Digital Printing, kablam.com. They are the service I use to print all of my self-published works, and I can't recommend them highly enough. And then there's nothing left to say except thank you for downloading and listening. Thanks to everybody who's been participating in the Art Sound Off Challenge. And I've been listening to all of your guys' microcasts and really enjoying them and enjoying like the wide variety of thinking that I'm hearing out there. And I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Orko is faced with a very difficult decision. You know, when we're young, most of our decisions are made for us. But as we get older, well, we want to make more and more of them for ourselves. And that's the way it ought to be. But sometimes we have a real tough one, a real problem. And when that happens, it's a good idea to talk it over with someone else. Someone who really cares about you, like your mother or father, or maybe your best friend. Talking a problem out with someone else can be a great help.